I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Douglas Wilson wrote Recovering the Lost Tools of Learning, an Approach to Distinctively Christian Education. On page 53, Mr. Wilson writes of double standards. Using double standards for evaluating educational systems must be avoided. I have noticed a tendency for some Christian parents to be intolerant of relatively trivial problems in a Christian school, and then when they have placed their children in the public school, they tolerate the serious educational and ethical breakdown. For example, a junior high student may be pulled out of a Christian school because there are not enough social activities, or the sports program is not adequate. The child is then placed in a school where social activities are plentiful, but so are drugs and alcohol, along with rampant sexual immorality. It reminds me of a problem Paul had at Corinth. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. That's 2 Corinthians 11:20-21. The Corinthians would tolerate in false teachers much more than they would accept from an apostle. Public schools and Christian schools must both be measured by the same standard, the Word of God. The tendency is to hold Christian schools to a strict standard because they are Christian, which is good, but then to drastically lower expectations for the public schools because there is no profession of Christianity. But we should not grade the various school systems on a curve. We should hold all forms of education up against the same biblical standard. End quotes. All areas of life are governed by and subject to Scripture. This includes civil government schools, of which there should not be any. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.